Those are the sounds that filled the Wurtz Ballroom last weekend as Tonic Tap, Northwestern's premier tap dance group, performed in its second show of the year. Today, we'll take a look at how the group put it all together. From the Daily Northwestern, I'm Carlotta Angelillo.
And I'm Jillian Moore. This is Pod Culture, a podcast about arts and culture on campus and beyond.
The theme of Tonic Tap's spring show was timeless. Weinberg Senior and co-artistic director Lily Cohen said the idea came from the songs in the show that were from different time periods and genres. The dancers tapped to songs like Come Together by the Beatles and Kiss Me by Sixpence None the Richer.
I think that this show had a great variety of different types of pieces. There were more contemporary style taps, some groovy disco tap. There was just a very big range of things, so it's always fun to expand my dance repertoire and get to dance with my friends.
That was Communication Junior Sophie Lou David. While the primary focus of the show was tap dancing, David said the choreography allowed the dancers to show off their personalities and, in some cases, act. Communication sophomore and Tonic Tap development director Aaron Soko said that during the song Fake ID by Right On and Callow, the dancers portrayed what happens when someone tries to use a fake ID.
At the very end of the dance, we're supposed to try to use our fake ID to get into a club, and I'm the last person to try to get into the club, and I don't get into the club. So in that moment was always funny because my Tonic freshman baby Chloe, we kind of have families. She was the club bouncer, so then she would always reject me every night and we would have a fun cute moment.
Soko said the dancers check in on each other even during their busiest times.
Tonic just has a sense of camaraderie and caring for each other and making sure everyone's okay, and I feel like we're all really attentive and we really pay attention to those small shifts that people might have, so I feel like we really look out for each other.
Tonic Tap finished off its hour-long performance the same way it always does, with the Shim Sham. Cohen said the Shim Sham is a combination that most tap companies know. Although it's supposed to be standardized, she said it usually isn't.
At least with Tonic, I think over the years it has morphed a little bit, but it's something that every member of Tonic learns. We do it at every show and invite alumni to come up and do it with us.
Some Tonic members choreographed pieces for the spring show. Others participated in the planning process in different ways, including choosing the theme.
We always choose a theme that encompasses our show, and it's how we select songs for our introduction and our finale. And the pieces covered a variety of different decades and themes and styles.
But according to Soko, the spring show also celebrated continuity.
We came up with timeless because we felt like there were some songs that were timeless that are considered to be timeless, like classic songs.
Soko said tap is a unique art form distinct from other dance styles because of its auditory aspect. She said tap might look like it has a lot of repetitive movements, but choreographers and performers can change the sounds they produce to match their desired meanings.
Although Timeless had its last show on April 6th, Tonic has more opportunities for the rest of spring quarter. So grab your tap shoes because some open classes are in store.
We will be holding open classes, schedule TBD, but that will be happening all of the spring. So anyone who wants to come take a tap class, ranging from beginner to more advanced, is welcome to come join.
From the Daily Northwestern, I'm Julian Moore. Thanks for listening to another episode of Pod Culture. This episode was reported and produced by myself and Carlotta Angelillo. The audio director of the Daily Northwestern is Carlotta Angelillo. The digital managing editors are Sunia Demova and Micah Sandy, and the editor-in-chief is Jacob Wendler. Make sure to subscribe to the Daily Northwestern's podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or SoundCloud to hear more episodes like this.